Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 1st edition. Got a 10-game slate on tap for you. It's supposed to be 11. Got a rain out in New York. So 10 games for you, but 14-game slate wrapping up for you on Tuesday. Blake Snell, 7 no-hit innings with 10 Ks. That was fun. Amed Rosario putting up 43 DK points. Good stuff there. Lots and lots of fun stuff going on Tuesday nights. Hope you guys had a good one and were successful in your lineup building endeavors. You can find myself on Twitter at BDEntric. Get some help on the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It is free. And also check out PrizePicks.com. Great way to play DFS and prop bets all into one. Pick anywhere from 2 to 5 prop bets and have some fun at PrizePicks.com. When you create your account, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for your first-time deposit bonus match up to $100. So go check out PrizePicks.com, promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. Also, if you look for my written content, rotoballer.com, on Wednesdays, the premium values article. Become a premium member at rotoballer.com, especially for the NFL season, using promo code Bubba. Right now, you get the NFL pass for DFS and season-long content all wrapped into one, the free stuff, the premium stuff, and you get 50% off of that right now. When you use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, you get an extra 10% off, so 60% off rotoballer.com right now. Give a rating and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits. It would help out a ton. And also check out Benched with Bubba, my season-long fantasy baseball podcast. This week we dropped on Monday night with Toby, Bat Flip Crazy, episode 398. So go check that out. And on Thursday I'll be recording with Mike Maurer of FantasyPros.com. All right, we have 10 games for you on a Wednesday. Let's get cracking. Pitching, Max Scherzer, 10-9, leads the way at home against the Atlanta Braves. Since becoming a Los Angeles Dodgers, Max Scherzer has been nothing short of outstanding. Coming off 38 points his last 10 out, he's gotten you 23 or more points in 4 of his last 5 starts. He's going 6 or more in, or 5 or more in 4 of his last 5, 200 runs or less in every start, 6 or more Ks in 5 straight. Strikeouts are there, consistency's there, he's just an absolute monster. It's Atlanta striking out 22.5% of the time versus righties in August. Bueller got, I believe, 5 Ks in 7 innings, where he allowed 2 runs. Scherzer should be able to duplicate something along those lines. So very good play with Scherzer. I love Chris Sale at 10-4 at Tampa Bay. I'm just not going there as they're continuing to keep him, you know, 89, 71, 80 pitches in his 3 outings. He's faced about 20 batters every outing, 5 innings pretty much every outing. Strikeouts have been great, 5 or more Ks, 8 Ks and 2 of 3. He's putting up 21-plus points in every outing, so he's great in that regard. If you want to go there, I totally get it. I'd just rather have some of these other options. I know that it can go farther for me and make some more magic happen. It's also a Tampa Bay team, 20% K rate versus lefties in August. They're hitting 283 with a 207 ISO. And a 134 WRC plus versus lefties in the month of August. So I like Chris Sale. I get it. At this price point, there's other options. I'm going to go to Max Scherzer at 10-9, or I'm going to drop to Carlos Rodon at 10-1, going at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Rodon coming off a 13-point performance his last time out against Toronto. That's his first appearance since going on the IL. He only threw 67 pitches in that outing. He should be back up to 85 to 90 this go-around. So there is a little concern that they kind of keep it easy on him. But he is facing Pittsburgh, a team striking out 22.5% of the time, first left-handed pitching with an 80 WRC plus and a 237 batting average against. So if you want to go Carlos Rodon against Pittsburgh, I get it. I think I'd still pay up for Max Scherzer, to be totally honest. Or you can save even more to somehow the fourth price pitcher on the slate. Somehow, Gerrit Cole is $9,900 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Gerrit Cole, 26 or more points in 3 straight starts. He's gone 5 2/3 or more in all 3 starts, 1 total run in that whole span. And he has 6 or more Ks in each start, including 9 in 2 of his last 3. He has 8 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5. The strikeouts have been outstanding. It's keeping the ball in the ballpark, which he has not allowed a home run in 2 straight starts. Now you get an Angels offense that is striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the month of August. hitting 228 with a 116 ISO and an 80 WRC plus. In reality, I love Scherzer at 10-9. Garrett Cole, $1,000 cheaper than Scherzer, is your best play on this slate. $9,900 for Garrett Cole is just ridiculous in this matchup against the Angels. So sign me up for Cole at $9,900. $400 cheaper, you get Aaron Nola at 95 at the Nats. I can jump on board there. 20 or more points in three of his four games. We know Nola's had some hiccups from time to time, but what's he always do? Strike guys out. Seven or more Ks in four of his last five starts. He's only gone over five. He's gone five or more, three of five. He's gone 2-4 inning starts there. Two earned runs or less in three of his last four starts. So it's a roller coaster ride with Aaron Nola. Limit the damage. Strikeouts will always be there with Aaron Nola. And he's taking on a national team in Washington, striking out 21% of the time versus righties, 245 average, 92 WRC plus. If you want to go to Nola, you can. Just give me Cole at 99. Just give me Cole. I get it. Cole should be super popular, but he's too cheap on this slate going up against Naughton and the Angels. But if you want to go Nola and the upside, you can. Give me Garrett Cole. Max Fried in a tournament. Don't hate it. The Dodgers are a very, very good offense, but we saw Charlie Morton, six innings, eight Ks, like we talk about. That's what he does. The Dodgers are striking out 22% of the time versus lefties. It's risky with Fried, but in a tournament I'm there. I'd rather have Garrett Cole and Max Scherzer. That's pretty much where I'm at. Not going to try to get too cute with it, to be honest. I'll get cute with the bats. Like, I've been playing my low-owned Rangers and some other stuff. Not sure I'm going to get too cute. Give me Garrett Cole. Give me Max Scherzer. Like, if you want to go Rodon, you want to go Sale, you want to go Nola, great pivots. I get it. Very good pivots. Could take the next step. Totally agree with you there. For now, Cole and Scherzer is where I'm going, 9K and above. Now, when you drop down, I think Gosman's an intriguing tournament play. He's been an absolute mess of late. Always has that upside. But I'll go James Caprillion, $8,500. Coming off a rough start against the Yankees, five innings, six earned, eight Ks for 11 points. But we've seen some big-time ceilings from Caprillion. He's been on a little bit of a hiccup of late, but maybe the Detroit Tigers is what'll fix things. Striking out nearly 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 211 with a 120 ISO and a 61 WRC plus in the month of August. So James Caprillion at 85, very nice, potentially low-owned play in this matchup. I'll jump all aboard on that one. A couple cheaper options, though. Like, I wish Drew Rasmussen was going longer. He's 7K. If you want to go to him, you can. He's just going about 65-ish pitches, maybe. So keep that in mind. But he has a very good tournament play versus Boston. But in reality, it's all about Joe Ryan, folks. Joe Ryan making his debut for the Minnesota Twins. Joe Ryan got traded over to Tampa Bay in the Nelly Cruz trade. Joe Ryan has been outstanding in the minor leagues this season. Let me pull up Mr. Joe Ryan's page. I was reading it earlier, and he has been nothing short of outstanding. We look at the game log, spending his entire season in AAA between the Twins and the Rays AAA team. But Mr. Joe Ryan has 92 strikeouts and 66 innings pitched, 3.41 ERA, giving up 9 home runs on the season. He's only walked 12, which is pretty darn outstanding to me. So he's got great control, tons of strikeouts. Literally, he's got a strikeout rate of 50% with the Twins, 35% with the Rays AAA team. Walk percentage around 5% overall. K to walk well over 30%. He's been outstanding. So Joe Ryan at 5,000, he's been going five or more innings in most of his starts. Going up against this Chicago Cubs team you can take advantage of. Give me some Joe Ryan. I am on board on this one. So recapping your pitching, I'm going to try to keep it simple. Give me Scherzer. Give me Cole. Like, if you want to go to Sale, Rodon, and Nola, strong plays. I get it. But give me Scherzer. Give me Cole. I think Fried's a good tournament play, but give me Caprillion at 85. And then I'm just dropping down to Ryan. So in reality, I have four pitchers. You can make arguments for other guys, but I want four pitchers. And Cole's my top one. Cole-Ryan combo, love it. Scherzer-Ryan combo, love it. If you can go Scherzer-Cole, sweet. And then if you want to squeeze in some Caprillion, and then mix, if you want to mix in your Sales, your Rodons, your Nolas, your Freeds, you can. I'm just not forcing my hand in those scenarios. Bats on this 10-game slate. Catcher's position. Salvi's up to 6,200, and for good reason, because he gets Logan Allen of the Cleveland Indians in this one. Kansas City, I'll be all aboard that train again. You got your Grandal at 55. He went deep again for you on Tuesday night, so he's a good look there versus Kranich as well. So if you're spending up, Perez, Grandal, both great options as usual. Going down, if you're going to fade Sales, Zunino versus lefties in play, but I don't think I'm going to get too cute there. Gary Sanchez went deep on Tuesday. He's not bad at 43 versus Naughton. I can see that. But Sanchez should sit because Higashioka should be catching because he's Cole's personal catcher. So keep an eye on that one. Cheaper options, though. Alejandro Kirk at 39 versus Matt Harvey. I like that as a value play. Christian Vasquez, probably not going there, but I like the Kirk one at 39. Getting even cheaper, though, 3K and below, Ryan Jeffers, if he gets the start for Minnesota, he's $2,900 for steel. That's a nice value for you. Austin Hedges versus Kowar at 25. I can definitely jump on that train as a nice value as well. Look for Kyber Ruiz versus Austin or Aaron Nola. If you want to get freaky with it, you can go that direction as well. So you'll have some value at catcher if you don't want to pay up for Salvi or Grandal. First base, you got the Vladito. Two homers on Monday, one homer on Tuesday. Gets Matt Harvey on Wednesday. Not a bad way to get right. I think Matt Olson's very intriguing versus pitch to contact Willie Peralta as well. But you can save a few dollars. Jose Abreu is $5,300. Went deep again on Tuesday. White Sox, one of my favorite stacks yet again, in a really good spot here versus Kranick and company for Pittsburgh. Cheaper plays, though, below 5K. You got the likes of Ryan Mountcastle. Once again, he's up to 42 now. You get the lefty Steven Matz. I have no problem going for some Ryan Mountcastle in that matchup. So you can jump back on that train. Trey Mancini's there at 41%. I'd rather have Mountcastle. If you believe Cole's going to give up a home run, you can go Jared Walsh at 4K. Walsh went deep on Tuesday. Tons of power versus Cole. But Rizzo went deep. He hits lefties just fine. So $3,900 for Rizzo is not a bad look there versus Naughton. Brad Miller versus Espino. Espino, massive pitch to contact. I think Phillies are a very nice stack. And Brad Miller is a nice cheap piece at $3,700. Miguel Snow is only 36 for steel. I'm going to be back on Minnesota again. They kind of let us down on Tuesday. I'll go right back to that well because they're too cheap for their upside. Hopefully Luke Voit gets a start. He's 34 versus Naughton. That's a good look for you. Darren Ruff at 32 versus Anderson if you want to go there. I can see it. Frank Schwindel went deep on Tuesday. If you are fading Joe Ryan, Schwindel at 32, very much in play for you yet again. Some other options for you as you slip on down the first base position. Andrew Vaughn's only 2,700. That's really strong value. Rowdy Tellez is only 26. He had a triple on Tuesday night. So Rowdy Tellez at 26, good value because Gausman has scuffled. So I get attacking Gausman if you so choose. Heading over to the second base position on this 10-game slate for you. Simeon at 55 is worth a look for sure. But Segura, who had a nice game on Monday and Tuesday, he's $5,100 versus Espino. That's not too shabby. Whip Merrifield at 5K is a really good look versus Allen. Merrifield and Salvi are always expensive. You got the cheaper pieces you can pair with it for sure. So not the end of the world there. But going down, Jorge Polanco is only 43. He checks the boxes once again for Minnesota. Jed Lowry is interesting if you're stacking Oakland at 42. I'm not the biggest Jed Lowry fan, but I could see the appeal. Josh Harrison was leading off. I'd rather have Harrison over Lowry, to be honest with you. He's 3,900. I think that's got some premium upside for you tonight. And then when you get to the low 2K range, I don't got my Rangers. Don't got my Rangers. That's a crying shame because I'd love to get Nick Solak and company in here. But not a ton of value down here unless you're going Jorge Mateo for super cheap in his matchup there against the Jays. Third base position, J-Ram at 64. He let everybody down on Tuesday. I don't have a problem going back on Wednesday. I think it's a good look still. Chris Bryant's 52. That's not too shabby. Chapman went deep on Tuesday. Good look there versus Peralta. So you got some nice pay-up spots if you want. Otherwise, you save a few dollars. You want Moncada if you're stacking the White Sox at 45. I'd rather have those other guys at third base, but Moncada in a stack I get. I'd also don't mind saving to go to 4K to play Josh Donaldson versus Steele. Donaldson's swinging a very, very hot stick as well. Some other cheap options at the third base position. Ramon Urias at 32. He's third base shortstop eligible against Steven Matz. Urias had a nice game on Tuesday, driving in some runs for the O's. And then other than that, like Jace Peterson versus Gausman at 25. He's getting a lot of playing time for Milwaukee right now. So he could be a cheapie for you. Kevin Smith for Toronto. He's been playing a ton at third base for Toronto. If he cracks the lineup, he's only 2,400. So he's a cheap option for you as well if you're looking for some Toronto action. Shortstop, Bogarts to the COVID IL mid-game. Good stuff there, folks. Bichette at 56, though, I'm on board with against Harvey. Really, really nice spot there for Toronto, obviously. But Amed Rosario at 48. I've been pounding the Amed drum for a long time. A long time. He was cheap. Just remember that. I've been pounding that for a long time. I had him rostered in my best lineup tonight. He's a really, really strong play. 48. He's getting expensive now, though, so that stinks. But Cleveland's very, very much in play versus Jackson Coar or Mike Minor or whoever they put out there tonight. Going down cheaper at the 4K and below range, though, you're going to look at guys. I mentioned Josh Harrison at 39, second base shortstop eligible for Oakland. Nicky Lopez is up to 35. I still like him quite a bit. He had another nice game for you on Tuesday, so he's a nice value at the position. Other than that, though, not a ton at shortstop value-wise that really stands out. I'm kind of looking to pay up unless something really – if Velasquez gets the start for the Yankees, he's 2,100, Andrew Velasquez. I don't mind that as a punt, but other than that, not a ton of value at shortstop when it comes to the slate tonight. Outfield position, Shohei at 65, sure, but I'd rather have Harper at 63 versus pitch to contact Aquino. I think Harper goes deep tonight. I like that one a lot. Starling Marte at 59 is not bad. But give me Harper. Give me Aaron Judge at 56 versus Naughton. You got Franmil at 55 trying to make up some ground there. Schwarber went deep again on Tuesday. Chris Bryant. These are all great plays. I love Judge and Harper up here, though, at 5K and above. Those will be my main targets for now. But like I said, Mullins at 51. If you're stacking Baltimore, he's getting pricey, but good. Eloy at 49. Love Giancarlo at 48, like a Judge-Giancarlo combo. Pricey, but awesome, to say the least. Teoscar at 47. Randy Arozarena at 46, if you're being contrarian. Arozarena went deep on Tuesday. He's been being very productive of late. Lou Bob's up to 44, leading off for Chicago, so keep pounding that drum. If you're not using Joe Ryan, Ian Happ at 44 is very solid as well. Robbie Grossman as a contrarian play versus Kaprielian. Grossman went deep on Tuesday. Rafael Ortega is only 41, so you got some nice value down here as well. Lourdes Gurriel's 4K. That's not too shabby. But Andrew McCutchen, two dongs on Tuesday, looking healthier. Gets pitched to contact Espino at 39. Phenomenal value. Mentioned Brad Miller, McCutchen. Those are cheapies. Even Segura's not too expensive. And then you throw Harper in there. He can make some magic happen for sure. Cheaper plays, though, at the position. Lamont Wade Jr. going up against the lefty. He's not ideal, but Anthony Santander at 37 is. I like that switch hitter quite a bit against Steven Matz. Farther down, Byron Buxton's only 34. He's been leading off for Minnesota. That's a really nice value to pair with your Chenos, your Polanco's, your Donaldson's in your Minnesota stacks. Byron Buxton versus the lefty Steele. Miles Straw is only 3,300 bucks for going full Cleveland stack. He's in play. Corey Dickerson's only 32 versus Matt Harvey. That's a good look for you for some more Toronto value. Austin Hayes is only 31 versus Steven Matz. I like that one quite a bit as well. Going to 3K and below now. You're going to have, you know, Jock Jams went deep on a pitch that almost hit him in his chin on Tuesday. So that was entertaining. As about as Jock Jams as you can get. But Austin Slater leading off probably at 2,800 bucks versus Anderson. You could look at that if you want. Andrew Vaughn at 27 is a really good value for the White Sox. And then, you know, Derek Hill leading off at 26. He went deep for you on Tuesday. He brings value almost every day. Brent Rooker at 26 against the lefty Steele brings some nice value as well. I mentioned Jace Peterson at 25 earlier. He's in play. Johnson of Cleveland at 25. Zimmer, two nice cheap outfielders for Cleveland if you want to look those directions. Other than that, there's going to be certain guys here and there that pop up, like Michael A. Taylor at 24 versus Logan Allen. Sure, if you're looking to go super deep at Kansas City, he's worth the look. But just see what comes out, and we'll build around those for sure. Recapping your pitching, my main guys, Scherzer, Cole, Kaprielian, Ryan. That's where I'm at. Cole's my favorite play tonight. You can use Sale, you can use Rodon, you can use Nola, you can use Fried. They're all in play. I'm sticking to Scherzer, Cole, Kaprielian, Ryan. Simple as that. Stacking it up, though, give me Philadelphia versus pitch to contact Espino. I like that one quite a bit on this slate. Baltimore, Toronto, both are very, very much in play. Baltimore, the contrarian side of it, but both in play. Love the Yankees versus Naughton as well, the lefty Naughton. Going farther, though, you could look at some Oakland if you want. White Sox are my favorite stack tonight. I'll be going all in on that. And then Cleveland, Kansas City, both in play. Prefer the Cleveland side, but both very, very live in their matchup. Don't mind some Minnesota exposure once again as we go in that one. And we'll see what other lineups come out for you. But like usual, big slate, lots of ways to get the bat stacked up, lots of good pitching options. I'm sticking with four, but there's other options there. And maybe some lineups come out and dictate things a little different as well. So for now, that'll do it, folks. Check me out on Twitter at BDIntric. Join me in the free fantasy DJ and Slack chat. Go check out rotoballer.com. Become a premium member for the NFL season and get you DFS and season-long content. It's 50% off right now. Use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for an extra 10% off that premium package of your choice. Give a rate and review on iTunes to the podcast, MLB, DFS, Quick Hits, and Benched with Bubba, my season-long fantasy baseball podcast. Would appreciate that. And go check out Prize Picks, PrizePicks.com, Prize Picks in your app store. Create an account using promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit bonus match up to $100. You will not regret it one bit. But all right, everybody, good luck on your Wednesday. I'll be back with you guys on Thursday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 1st edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.